from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Get there, good. But you gotta sell it or make it look like we went and got you something, Steph. Let's hope this thing works. And when it's all said and done, we did right by Stani. We tried to get you what we thought.
Look, everything you say, I disagree with. I just do.
I believe you're
still hung up on this everything for Steph. I'm out on that.
Wow, man.
Somebody called in yesterday. It's about the Warriors. It's not, about a given player. No, that's where
when
you
did, can I,
and
I'm being
I
real. I'm cutting you off. Did this start? I'm being real about, it's not about Steph. I'm just asking.
Well,
because
with me?
How dare you? Yes. How dare you? This dude made you from nothing. And he still got you 26 a game. And Stani, you're acting like he's got the blue placard handicap. Like, this dude still can put up 26 and shoot 40% from three. Oh my God, Stani, I feel like you're
so
just
I'm supposed to sabotage 2027? I'm not doing that. I'm not. It would be like, you know, you sound like me back in 90 watching Larry Bird lay on the sidelines and think, I think next year he's going to be back to where he was in 86. It's like, I don't believe it. Here's the other thing. I don't care if Steph's Michael Jordan. At some point, you...
Wow, man.
And I don't think they owe him anything.
Oh, man.
He's making $55 million
next year.
Than that.
Yeah, but what's Joe Lacob making? You know what I mean? Like, if we do that. But I hear you. That's nothing compared to what the Warriors are doing. And Stani, we're talking about an all-time great, man. You cannot pull the plug on trying to do the microwave version of a quick fix. I know it sounds crazy. I don't think I'm by myself. You owe them something. And that's why, and I know there are reports, but I've been bedridden every time somebody's linked to the Warriors. And it may not work if they do try to land a fish, but you gotta make it look like you're trying to give Steph some help. That's what this is about, Stani. He has no help.
Unbelievable. Mike's in Berkeley. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, man, no problem.
Got a couple questions and a quick comment. I promise I'll be as quick as possible. You know, was Steph Curry a finished product at age 22? Was Klay Thompson a finished product at age 22? And why does Draymond Green get 4 second chances when a guy like Moses Moody hasn't even gotten his first? This guy's gotten garbage thrown at him last year from this coaching staff, and he's shined. I mean, he's shined. So my question is, do you think that this guy is in a gym somewhere working 8 hours a day, working on his game, and trying to emerge as the next superstar for the Warriors?
Which player? Kuminga?
Thanks for taking the call.
Kuminga? Pardon? Are you talking about Jonathan Kuminga?
Moses Moody.
Oh, gotcha.
Moses Moody.
I believe that.
Kuminga, Kuminga's got a small ceiling. I don't think he's as good as he doesn't have the basketball savvy that Moody does. Not even close. I know they play different positions, but I think Moody's got more upside than anybody on this team.
Wow.
And he's the second most popular player on this team besides Steph. So anyway, I'll take your answer off the air. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Moses.
Hey, Goo, if Steph says that Joe Lacob, let's re-sign Clay. Are you re-signing Clay?
I'm being so real with you because it's bigger than basketball now. Okay. If Steph's, he has that card to play.
Still.
And if he told me, but you could listen to what you're saying. That would be big coming from Steph. If I'm Joe and he said it, I would do it. I got to tell you this, just to piggyback on my own answer. I think he did that with Draymond.
Oh, how'd that work out?
And there you go.
Exactly. The idea, you know what? Maybe it's this. You're right, we've never seen anything like Steph Curry before. But the idea, it's not about Steph Curry.
Wow.
I mean, basically when you say it's all about Steph Curry, what you're saying is, to me, this is what I'm hearing, that you're willing to make a move that's a long shot to work out, knowing full well in 3 or 4 years you'll be in a worse position. I'm not doing that. I would not do that. That's just me.
And I'll tell you what, partner, you run the risk of how it looks now on the chessboard of being in that situation and still having Steph Curry. So to me, I don't think you can rebuild or do anything for the future, Steiny, until 30 is gone. And I think that's just the price of doing business. That is the cost of the dynasty.
The Celtics didn't do that with Bird.
San Antonio
Spurs allowed Tim Duncan to come off the bench, take less of a role. I mean,
but he's so far from that right now, Steiny. Steph not being a starter and not making the All-Star team. Like, I'm not wearing Curry underwear. I'm being real. And you know what? This is random, but as I was bedridden, I've said it 20 times, I thought of this. About just where the Warriors are. Was it really the right move to say night-night to DiVincenzo? Or are you going to look me in the face and tell me, Steiny, Goo, that's small potatoes. They couldn't. Just think about the year Dante DiVincenzo had. Was that the right move for the Warriors to say bye? Because I'm thinking, man, had they had a dude that could hit a clutch shot, D up, just scrap, why wasn't he valued?
He had a player option. So he signed a 2-year deal with the Warriors, and he didn't get big money last year, so he had a player option, and he opted out. And he signed for 50-something million. You want him for 50-something million? They can't because they don't have that kind of money. 888-957-9570 is the number. Woo! The off season
is here.
It is here. It's absolutely here. And what are you doing if you're the Golden State Warriors? If you listen to Mike Dunleavy, they can go in any kind of different direction.
I know everything.
Let's go to May in Florida. May in Florida.
Hi, Steiny. Hi, Guru.
Hey.
I'm glad you're doing fine, Guru. I heard you've been down, but I'm glad you're up and about.
I appreciate it. Hey.
Being shown. Steiny, I want to ask this question about, I don't think anyone asked too much about it. You know, we have the G League, right?
Yep.
And those guys are groomed for moving up to the Warriors bench, right?
Yep.
Okay, we have Santos. And we have Canero. They play really well, but they really wasn't utilized that much because of the time of the guys, our starters, playing whatever. But why don't we start in-house? I was always taught that if you start in-house and work on what you got, and we need a big person, we really need a center. And we don't have all that much money to give out to everybody. Why can't we work with that to see what you got? Because those guys are good. Y'all talking about marketing and all these guys. It's going to take at least 4 or 5 players from the Warriors. So what we going to have if we give all these young players up? And the league is young. So what we going to do?
That's a great question.
What do you all think about that?
Well, I'm not keen on moving a lot of the young guys. Now, if there's a right deal out there for one of them, I might do it. But the way I look at it is, if you think moving on is risky, if you think moving on is risky, to me, standing pat is just foolish. It just is. That you can
disagree.
But
making a move for the next 2 years, that's not standing pat to me. That's kind of going all in.
Yeah, and I just, like, as a basketball strategy, after watching last year, watch the whole year play out, and then watch the playoffs. As a basketball strategy, I'm not getting older. That's my feeling. I think it is unrealistic to believe that 3 or 4 35-year-olds and above are going to be able to last the season and then play their highest level of basketball in April, May, and June.
See, I don't think you can get better without getting older from where you're at now. You obviously you'd want something to drop from the basketball skies of youngster in his prime, and you could get
Steph
him.
Is Steph getting better or worse?
He's getting worse. But
is Draymond getting better or worse?
Worse.
Okay, is Clay getting better or worse?
Worse.
What about Pajemski? What about Moody? Yeah. What about Trace Jackson?
How much better for the youngsters?
But you know what the other three have given you.
Championships.
Okay, you're living in the past. You just are, and that's fine. You're living in the past, it feels like. And that's okay.
But you understand the premise of...
No, I don't, because
in order to get better, they're going to make a move. If they did, most likely the number is not going to be a 25-year-old. It's going to be a 30, an older guy. Yeah. Donnie, the age is just on the piece of paper, the birth certificate. Yeah, Jimmy Butler can still hoop his ass off. Mm-hmm. Paul George with Dre and Steph, that would be a problem.
Well, you think it is. You think it would be a problem. I don't. I
so
see
what do
a
you
different,
want? What would you, see, I'm asking, and you told me, but Stanley, what would you like to really see them do?
I'd like to see them actually try to add a guy who's in his prime. Somebody who's 27.
So he don't have to be a superstar. Doesn't have to be.
No. In fact, I've said this a million times, if Clay walks, I don't necessarily think we're worse. We might be. But let's see what Moody and Pajemski can do. There are other things outside shooting on a basketball court. I mean, Moody and Pajemski are better defensive players than Clay right now. Pajemski's
I give you that.
5 times the creator. Mm-hmm. You know, Moody's better defensively. 888-957-9570. I want to play some of this Bobby Marks. Bobby Marks. Let's deal with Clay first. Bobby Marks on where Clay could go, if anywhere.
He's a 2-year guy. I'm on a 2-year contract. I think you can take the hardline stance if you're Golden State and say we're not bidding against anybody or we're not competing against anyone. Or you can take the approach that some teams have done in the past where you're saying, you know, we know that there's a limited market out there, but we still think this player has value and we still want to reward that player. So I think, and that's why I said, like, you have to be careful if you're Golden State here, because who's to say that Klay Thompson goes sign somewhere for $13 million? I wouldn't throw that out the window there. So listen, I think the best for him to probably maximize if he's looking for a big contract, it is probably in Golden State. It is probably somewhere between maybe $20 and $25 million. It's just a matter of if that's the direction he wants to go.
Bobby Marks.
Oh, man.
Bobby Marks.
And again, Stoney, I know I'm just a regular Samaritan here. How can I feel bad but is basketball bad? So just a month ago, we were all talking, or the streets were, reporters, oh boy, the market for Clay, he might get 30. Not only are the Warriors or his current team, they're not having conversations. Now they're talking about the market is drying up, like other teams aren't willing to go there with them. And then I think of 3 the hard way. It might be the number annually, his role, and then the years. Like, that's a recipe of night-night. Like, if all 3 of those boxes are if they're that far off, that would explain what's being reported. Nothing's happening. I really believe they could come with the right number for Clay and say, we want you coming off the bench. And he's like, oh, hell nah. Like, That's a monster in itself. And it, like Ayuk's is just about the what? Give me meet my number. Clay's is about. I'm just thinking the role as well.
If I'm Clay, I'm not coming back. Why would I come? Why? Let me ask you this.
I want him back. Let me ask you this. I'm with you, man.
Why would Clay want to come back?
I told you, I thought he was gone. I want to wear one jersey. If you ask me to answer that, that's all I have.
And I think that's less important to him than finding a role and getting paid.
And Willard and Dibbs had his dad on. Willard has a relationship with Michael Thompson Steiny, and I'll never forget it. I didn't get out the card. Thank you, Evan. The way his dad was, I'll use the word guarded about Clay, I really felt like they knew that this can't happen, and right now they're living it. I just feel like it's a matter of time now, days, hours, before we find out he's gone. You're right. Why would a guy that proud that's climbed the heights that he's climbed with this team want to just look at what he deems lesser taking this position for him to be coming off the bench? And he did it and didn't say a word. We knew he hated it, but then he got back in the start line.
Yeah, and that's almost more of an insult.
No doubt about
it. Thank you. 888-957-9570 is the number. Free agency, I'll tell you right now, it's essentially started. Let's go to Paul in San Jose. Hey, Paul, how you doing? Paul's in San Jose.
I'm doing pretty good, guys. What about y'all?
Oh, we need answers, man.
So you guys both make valid points, and I'm kind of leaning towards Steiny. I mean, if you look at the West, Guru, be honest, do you think they can compete with the Wolves' physicality? Do you think they can compete with the Nuggets? Do you think they can compete with I don't know about the Suns, but the West in general, I don't think the Warriors are close to competition. So I think there are some drastic moves to be made. However, the reason I called is I want to warn Steiny about you about saying you owe nothing to Steph Curry. Mm. Don't be the Patriots, man. They try to push Tom Brady out for 7 years. He leaves. He wins a chip. And Gillette Stadium is at 30% capacity last year. Do not be that franchise. I understand, yeah, it's bigger than one player, but if you're too hasty about pushing out your stars, I mean, you're willing to bottom out and just collect talent, you got to be careful about that.
I appreciate that, Paul. I'm not pushing Steph out under what I'm saying is, but I'm also not letting him run my franchise. I'm not trading him.
He's not your number one priority.
I'm not trading Steph. He's got 2 more years left. I'm not pushing him out. I'm not pushing him out at all. But I'm not letting him dictate the direction of the franchise.
Well, that's where respect comes in. It's almost nonverbal. It's like, okay, you know who I am. I'm going Kevin Durant. You know who I am. You know I need something. It's obvious. Everybody can see it. I need some help.
Yeah, we'll try.
And Clay walks.
We'll try. We're going to try, Steph. Now get out of here. Like, seriously. Hey, Steph, we're going to try to make our team better. Hit the pipe.
Okay.
Seriously. All right,
I got some for you. You
He's
played the
just
Ramona, the great
a player. Joe Lacob said it himself. They're just players.
But actions speak louder than words. Ramona said, Steiny, and I'm asking you what this word means to you. She said they're aggressive.
You know what? They were linked to Dwight Howard 2 years after Lacob bought the team. That's like the MO. That's what everybody says. He's going to make phone calls. He called LeBron. They're going to see. Look, I'll tell you right now, as long as Joe Lacob owns the team, every time there's action, we're going to hear the Warriors are active.
All right,
so what?
I think that means something. Even
I don't think it means a damn thing unless they pull something off.
Well, it's the Farhan model. Hey, we tried. We just couldn't get it. Like, I think for fans, it's like, you're telling me there's a chance, but you never, you know what I mean? Like, the optics look good. And I think you need the optics when it comes to Steph Curry and just making sure you're sending him the message like, dude, we know what time it is. We know you're not 25. We know the end is near. You know, I'm talking 2 or 3. We're going to do right by you and try to get you something in here like a Paul George. And if that means you think Curry cares about Kuminga and his, he would never say it about his next 3 window. Hell nah, he's trying to win now.
And that's why you don't let Steph run the franchise.
That's pretty good.
No, you're right. Steph doesn't give...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.